Today is indeed the first Sunday of Lent. Lent is that season of 40 days, excluding Sundays, that is preparation time for us as we approach the great feast of Easter. It's actually one of the oldest traditions in the church, this time of preparation. Even in the early church, they would have this season where people who were becoming Christians, converts to the faith, would spend time in preparation, and they would be baptized on Easter Sunday as they celebrated the resurrection of Jesus Christ. For us, Lent is indeed a time of preparation, and we see the color purple is now in our sanctuary to remind us to prepare. It's a season of solemnity. We will not sing or say Alleluia in our worship services during this season. We save those. We reserve them until Easter, when we can say them once again as we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. This is a time for repentance, a time for reflection, a time for taking on some of those practices that the church has done for centuries. The traditional practices of Lent are fasting, giving alms, and praying. Fasting, giving alms, and praying. So I invite you to consider taking on at least one of those during this season of Lent. Fasting, of course, doesn't mean just giving up food. It might mean giving up something else in your life. A lot of people give up chocolate or desserts or things like that. For me, for this season, I have felt called to give up playing games on my iPad, which sounds a little bit silly, but I found that it has distracted me from things that are more important in life, like my family, giving them all the attention that I could rather than sitting on a screen and doing stuff. And so I'm giving that up for the season of Lent. Part of my hope in that is that I might just give it up altogether. But what are some things in your life, but don't answer aloud, but just consider, what are things in your life that detract from what is truly important to you? What of those might you give up during Lent? The practice of prayer is also important during this season to reflect on who we are and to work on our own relationship with God. And so I invite you to find time, especially during this season, to be in prayer, to focus on your relationship with the one who has created you, who has called you by name, as we just sang, who we belong to. And then giving alms is the third traditional practice. And so find ways to give of what you have to the benefit of others. You don't actually have to literally give alms. We don't have alms anymore anyway. But you don't have to give money away. But give something of yourself away in this season so that others might benefit. Those traditional practices have gone on for centuries, and I think we would do well to adopt them ourselves during this season. During Lent, we are having these study groups, these small groups that will meet in people's homes. Actually, three of them will be in homes, and one will be here at the church on Wednesday evenings during dinner. I know several of you have already signed up. We have enough for each of those four groups, but if you haven't yet, I would encourage you, as strongly as I know how, to join one of these groups. I think that they will be of great benefit to us. Time to draw closer together with folks that either you already know or that you maybe don't know as well in the church. Time to reflect on where God is in the midst of our life, especially in those difficult times. And ways to grow in our faith, to pray for one another, to share thoughts and discussions and all those things with each other. So please, if you haven't yet, see if there's one of these groups that would work for you. They'll meet on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday evenings. Some of them are at 5:30, some are at 7, but consider becoming part of one of these groups. During this time, we'll be studying a book and our sermon series for the season of Lent called It's Hard to Dance with the Devil on Your Back. Now, the devil takes lots of different forms, and we'll explore a lot of those during the season. Sometimes it's our own sin, the things that we bring upon ourselves. Sometimes it's what others have done to us, the ways that we have been wronged or hurt. Sometimes it's just the way that the world is, with all the pain and the suffering and the illness and all those things that are just out there in the world. Sometimes it's facing a hard truth about ourselves. We'll explore all these different things about what makes it hard for us to dance the dance of life. Each Sunday we'll sing a part of the hymn, Lord of the Dance, from which the title takes its, the lyrics come from there. And I hope that it reminds us that life is a dance. Now, there are lots of different metaphors for life that we use, aren't there? Forrest Gump, life is like a box of chocolates, right? You never know what you're going to get. Remember that one. Life is a highway. I want to drive it all night long. Y'all remember that song? Yeah? We think of life in lots of different terms. Shakespeare talks about life as a play, and we're all just actors on a stage, right? Lots of different ways that we think about life, but this book invites us to think about life as a dance. As a dance. And that metaphor, I think, is rich for us, for there are indeed many ways that life is like a dance. When you first start dancing, you have to learn the steps, don't you? And that's how life works. We have to learn the steps as we go. We're not just naturally able to do everything that we're supposed to do in life. And so part of our calling as a community of faith is to teach one another, to train one another, these steps that we are to take that are faithful. Sometimes in life, we dance alone, and sometimes we dance in partnership, or sometimes we dance in a group. I think that's instructive for us as well. For all those dances are good and valid and life-giving, and they are appropriate for different seasons in our life together. Sometimes we dance, and we dance so much that we are exhausted, and we just don't feel like dancing anymore. Life can be that way too, can't it? We get beaten down. Just get exhausted, and it's hard to take the next step. Life is like a dance in a lot of ways. So we'll explore some of those over these next several weeks together. In our scripture passage, it talks about all these different things that we encounter in life. Paul's writing to the church in Corinth, and he acknowledges some of the difficult things that they are going through. We sang about him in our opening song. Much of it is taken straight from this passage. We're pressed, but not crushed. Persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed. And so we find in this passage and in that song some hope in the midst of all that we struggle with. That yes, we're pressed, but we're not crushed. We're persecuted, but we're not abandoned. God is always with us. We are struck down, we're beat down, but it will not destroy us. And so that is part of our promise. In this dance, we are never truly alone. Even though it may feel like we are, even though it may feel like we're out on our own trying to dance and no one is there to help us, God is always there. God provides the music that moves our feet and stirs our heart. God is always with us. And God will never allow so much for us that we can't take it. God will give us the strength to keep on dancing. The next phrase in our passage from 2 Corinthians talks about carrying death with us always. That especially strikes me here at the beginning of the season of Lent. That indeed we do carry death with us always. Death is like this specter that is always present in our lives. Death is very much a part of life, is it not? None of us will escape death. We've been reminded today that dust to dust, ashes to ashes, it's from dust that we have come, and to dust we will return. Death is the fate that all of us will face. And the weight of that sometimes drags us down. But the hope that we have, the promise that we have is that God is with us in life and in death. Whether we are dust up walking around like now, or whether we are dust that has returned to the earth, God is with us. And there is nothing in all creation that can separate us from the love of God that we have in Jesus Christ. Not even death can do that. And so as we go through this season, there are times where we feel almost defeated, where we feel beat down, where we feel like the weight of life is just too much to keep dancing. God's promise is that the music of God doesn't stop, that love and grace is always there, pushing us, breathing new life and movement into us. Friends, we are dancing. Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes we don't feel like dancing. Sometimes we need someone to show us the steps. But we are not alone. God is with us. In this season of Lent, we are invited to remember that life is a dance. To remember the music that's in our hearts. The music of God's love and grace. To come alongside one another. To encourage one another. To sing together, and especially to dance together. Friends, God's love knows no boundaries, knows no ending, no beginning. We are people of the dance. Let us dance together.